This podcast is brought to you by StarshipShirts.com. Find the coolest tees, mugs, and more inspired by Elon Musk's universe. Celebrate your love for SpaceX, Tesla, and beyond. And gear up with StarshipShirts.com, where every purchase is a launch pad for adventure.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Hi, everybody, and welcome back to the Elon Musk podcast. Now, Twitter, the renowned social media platform once considered the heartbeat of the digital world, has experienced a steep downfall in value. Purchased by Elon Musk, the techno-entrepreneur and CEO of SpaceX and Tesla, the platform's value has plummeted to one-third of the acquisition price, as revealed by Fidelity's recent markdown of its equity stake in Twitter. Now, Elon Musk, who once saw Twitter as an opportunity to push the boundaries of social media, has confessed that the acquisition was not as fruitful as he had envisioned. Now, purchased for an astronomical $44 billion, including $33.5 billion in equity, Twitter's value has halved, according to Musk. The exact methodology by which Fidelity determined the markdown remains undisclosed, leaving unanswered questions about whether they had access to any non-public information from Twitter. Now, the first signs of decline emerged in November when Fidelity reduced the value of its Twitter stake to 44% of the original purchase price. And this initiated a series of further markdowns in December and February, marking a troubled fiscal trajectory for the platform. And since Musk took control, Twitter's financial health has been precarious. Saddled with $13 billion of debt, the company faced a downturn marked by erratic decision-making, challenges in content moderation, and consequential 50% decline in advertising revenue, as revealed by Musk in March. An attempt to supplement this loss with the sales from Twitter Blue subscriptions fell flat, as less than 1% of Twitter's monthly users opted for the service by the end of March. And while Twitter remained silent, failing to respond to requests for comment, Musk's investment in the platform has dwindled to $8.8 billion. The financial downturn has not gone unnoticed, with the Bloomberg Billionaires Index using Fidelity's valuation, indicating a dip in Musk's $187 billion fortune by about $850 million. Now, despite these financial tribulations, Musk's wealth has grown by more than $48 billion this year, primarily attributed to a 63% surge in Tesla's share price. Now, the initial optimism that surrounded Musk's acquisition of Twitter in late October was short-lived, and the platform experienced a surge in users, with app downloads growing by nearly 10% in November. Now, however, daily active users barely budged, showing an increase of less than 1% from the previous month. And despite this, Musk proclaimed the platform's usage to be at an all-time high, with the actual figure only 0.8% higher than Twitter's previous daily user high in June of 2022. Musk has made major alterations to Twitter's operations and functionality while forecasting the app to reach 1 billion monthly users by 2024. However, the grandeur of his prediction contrasts sharply with the reality, and as per data analysis from Apptopia, Data AI, and Sensor Tower, user engagement on Twitter has shown signs of decline. The once promising spikes in app downloads are now flattening. And following Musk's takeover, the average time spent on the app has remained stagnant at 19.1 minutes per day, the same as in April of 2022, according to Apptopia. And they say there was a pretty nice increase in usage right after he took over, but now it's flat to down, observes Tom Grant, head of research for Apptopia. And the platform saw brief periods of increased engagement, particularly around the collapse of Silicon Valley Bank, an event that caused a surge among Twitter's power users. However, these instances were not sufficient to reverse the overall trend. Now, comparatively, other social media apps like TikTok, Instagram, and Facebook record significantly higher daily usage times. Users spend an average of 87 minutes per day on TikTok, 43 minutes on Instagram, and 39 minutes on Facebook, dwarfing Twitter's average of 26 minutes per day, as found by Sensor Tower. Now, Twitter barely edged out Snapchat, which sees 25 minutes of daily usage in the US, and this stark contrast outlines the gravity of Twitter's challenges in maintaining user engagement. Notably, both younger and older users, divided between millennials and Gen X and older, initially increased their time spent on Twitter, according to data, around the time of Musk's takeover. However, this momentum soon dissipated, with both demographics now spending less time on the platform, according to Apptopia's analysis. A more worrying sign lies in the waning engagement of Twitter's power users. In March, events such as the collapse of Silicon Valley Bank led to a peak in platform engagement, with power users logging in for 138.7 minutes a day. And by April, the figure fell to 138 minutes, slightly less than the same period a year ago. Globally, Twitter's user rank among all apps has stagnated at 7th place since January of 2022, according to data.ai, and app downloads, once a promising metric, also showed sign of stagnation. In April, downloads fell to 16.2 million, down from 17.5 million in April of 2022. Slight fluctuations have occurred. For instance, in March, Twitter dipped to the 8th place for global download ranks, only to recover in April. And despite these statistics, there is a glimmer of hope. The introduction of in-app purchases under Musk's stewardship has shown promising growth. In April and May of 2022, in-app revenue for Twitter totaled just over $120,000 combined. Fast forward to the same period in 2023, the revenue surged to just over $3 million. And most of this revenue is driven by users purchasing Twitter Blue subscriptions, which offers users verified status for $11 per month for iOS and $8 per month for everyone else. Even though this growth in app revenue shows potential, the bigger picture remains unsettled. Since Musk's takeover, there have been 88.1 million downloads of the app, slightly less than the same period a year ago when 88.6 million people downloaded the app.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Now, this data paints a challenging picture for Twitter under Musk's management. From once being a thriving social media platform, Twitter now grapples with declining user engagement, flattened app downloads, and revenue that, despite some signs of life, is far from robust. And the spotlight's now on Elon Musk, and he has to demonstrate his knack for innovation and revitalization to turn around the fortunes of this once vibrant platform. His task is huge, and we'll see how this saga unfolds in the future. I want to say thank you for listening to the Elon Musk podcast today. I appreciate your time. I appreciate you spending it here with me today. Now, if you could take a second and hit the subscribe or follow button on whatever podcast platform that you're listening on right now, that would be fantastic. I do appreciate you, and I hope you have a great day. Please take care of each other and yourselves, and I'll see you next time.